Staying with Sigma, the Public Policy Institute of California has warned if these local agencies don't come up with effective groundwater strategies, huge swaths of land could be fallowed. But who chooses which land and how? In this story, FM89's Carrie Klein introduces us to small farmers who want a voice in that decision.
Dennis Hudson's rows and rows of crops are an oasis of green in the dry terrain of Allensworth, an unincorporated community in rural Tulare County.
Here is a black-eyed pea. Okay.
On 60 acres, he grows alfalfa, melons, okra, and black-eyed peas, and he has a vision for more fields bustling with jobs.
This community will forever be impoverished and viewed by the county as a hamlet unless something happens that can create an economic base. That's what I'm trying to do.
While he picks some slender okra pods, his workers, community members he calls helpers, roll up in a golf cart.
Okay, guys.
The water's filled. It's full. The tanks are full.
Their irrigation work finished. They take off before the sun gets too high in the sky.
Okay. I'll see y'all in the morning.
Managing water is a daily task for Hudson. And as Sigma rolls out, he worries small farmers may not have the resources to adapt. That means their livelihoods and identities may be at stake.
You grow things a certain way, and then all of a sudden, you don't have access to as much water as you would like in order to grow what you grow. Now you're kind of out of sorts.
And he's wary of being pitted against bigger ag.
People will be fighting over water. That's what's going on right here in the United States right now. We may not be physically fighting, but we're fighting over water. And it's going to get worse.
Chongji Zhang shares Hudson's concerns. He's a Hmong refugee farming 40 acres in West Fresno. He grows bok choy, daikon radish, sugar snap peas, and other specialty crops.
And he has a small farmer's, like, it goes back to, you know, what do we grow? And we can't really say what do we grow. It's like, well, we grow kind of everything.
But this isn't actually Zhang's land. It's a lease. On the land he owns, a well ran dry 3 years ago, and he hasn't been able to afford a new one. Those 20 acres are now fallow. Leasing is a temporary solution, and he worries about more water setbacks. Unlike bigger outfits, he doesn't have a team of accountants or lawyers keeping on top of finances and the state's ever-changing water policies.
So, in one sense, you are in a different class in terms of agricultural practice.
Sigma is supposed to be creating groundwater solutions that work for everyone. But many worry small farmers in particular aren't being engaged. Here's Dao Lohr of the Fresno-based Asian Business Institute and Resource Center. He's also been translating.
Oftentimes it is the big farmers who has their representation and their voices heard. And there's a saying, if you're not on the table, then you're probably on the menu, right?
He's not wrong about Sigma leadership. The local agencies writing up groundwater plans called GSAs appoint leadership boards. And Jessica Rudnick, a grad student with the UC Davis Center for Environmental Policy and Behavior, says most board members are from cities and counties, as well as irrigation districts, which tend to represent larger ag interests.
At a very high level, we've basically seen that there is no representation of small farmers on most of these boards.
And yet, more than 80% of California's farmers are small farmers. Many of those are minorities. In the Valley, 1 in 10 farmers are Asian. That's why Zhang, Hudson, and others have been coming out to Sigma meetings for small farmers. One in September was put on by the UC Cooperative Extension.
So, thank you again for coming. Talk about Sigma.
Organizer Ruth Dahlquist-Willard acknowledges small farmers can be harder to reach. They have fewer resources to leave the fields and go to meetings. Those who lease land may not see policy mailings. There can be language barriers.
So the goal was really to connect the farmers with the people who are putting the plans together that are going to affect how groundwater is managed in the San Joaquin Valley.
Around 100 people showed up, including Gary Serrato. He's the executive officer of the North Kings GSA, a groundwater agency in Fresno County. He agrees representation can be a problem.
Are there larger farmers who are on boards as opposed to the smaller farmer? I would say that'd probably be a fair assessment.
In his GSA, he points out many board members are small farmers on the side, though it's not their main gig. He says his GSA is doing its best, and he does have a reputation for making an effort. He's reached out to advocacy groups representing small and minority farmers, and has sent thousands of mailings to landowners. But his is just one GSA. 300 others are grappling with the same challenges, many with less success. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.
Stay tuned for more perspectives on the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act in the coming weeks.